Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Let me tell you about Podcast One Survey. Tell us real quick.
Yeah, help the podcast stay free to download with minimal ads. Your responses will help align the appropriate advertisers to our audience. It's short, completely anonymous. It takes no more than 5 minutes. Help us out. Go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Thank you for supporting our program and helping For Crying Out Loud. You're doing Podcast One a huge favor. Thank you.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach
the... Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi, Lynette.
Hi, Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
Summertime.
Summertime. Listen, I'm super excited.
Oh, my God.
Because we were just gifted. Should I even say that? I mean, I would buy it, but we were gifted FabFitFun.
Yes. And I just said, I was watching another podcast. I believe maybe it was Emily's podcast. I don't know. Another podcast. And they were undoing the FabFitFun box.
Oh, my God.
And it was the summer one. And I was like, why didn't we get our summer one? That looks really cool. I want mine. Maybe I should subscribe.
And then we did.
If you guys want a FabFitFun box, you can have yours, by the way, because they have a ton. We're going to tell you what they have.
Okay, this one is – I'm already excited. It's okay, beautiful, okay, and it's already chock full of – this one looks like it's chock full of beauty products.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Okay, so that's ish. That's the lip – we got one of those in the last box, and it was awesome. It's a lip colors.
Uh-huh.
So let's open it up so you can see it.
Like a lip staining
summer
kind of
colors.
Oh,
what do you see?
My
what
God.
Do you see?
Mineral hand cream, which I need.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. So this is a. This doesn't make good.
We got a good show for you. Don't worry. It's coming. Body wash infused buffer. Ooh. Papaya.
Ooh.
By Spongel. Multi use. Body wash infused buffer.
Okay.
I've been using a lot of that.
Okay. This is. Ooh. Okay. You guys. This is by Perlis, and it's balancing moisturizer by Blue Lotus. Ooh.
Oh.
So you can try. Let's say your skin's dry. You know, it's summertime. Let's just say. I'm not trying to tell you your skin's dry.
But mine
but if it was.
Yeah.
Then
holy
you'll
shit,
get a lot of
huge.
Different things to try.
What is that?
This is a. is a
oh. oh, a skin. Oh, I know. This is what I was watching. So who was it that was doing the thing? Okay. This is a skin buff. This is one of my favorite things I saw. It's a buffing. I can't describe. It's like a buffing brush, but it's not a brush. But the bristles are made so it's
like rubber.
It's like rubber, and it your skin feels like baby soft. I've
it
heard
massages,
a couple people.
I think it's like a face, like a massager for your face.
Yes, if you have puffy face when you travel, like I'm going to be traveling, you must. Can I have? And then it says download on the App Store, which is weird. So
maybe
a battery. Oh, it vibrates. That's what it is.
Oh, you need that.
Can I have this?
Yes, you can
you
have
can
it.
Have everything.
This is the lip statement. So there's a bunch of different beautiful lip colors in there.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Spongel Papaya Body Wash Buffer. There's a lot of buffers. So they're very into buffers
yes,
in this box.
Because you know what? It's summertime and you need it.
And then there's a beautiful like makeup case.
Traveling case.
Travel case.
Nice.
Okay, you guys, you got to get on this.
Yes. Right. FabFitFun.
Lynn and I had some fun. We'll be fighting over all these products later.
Yes.
But don't forget that the FabFitFun, you get all of that stuff. You get it delivered 4 times a year for $49.99 a box. That's nothing. That's nothing for all the stuff you get.
It's $200 worth of products.
But if you use our code, you're going to get FabFitFun, your first box, for only $39.99. But it's over $200 value for $39.99. All you have to do is use the code FCOL.
Yes. They have the Tarte Pro Eyeshadow Palette, Sex Kitten Eyeliner. They have a ton of beautiful stuff in this box. I love it.
Use the code FCOL and get $10 off. Also, Nickelodeon's show Double Dare is back.
Yes.
And guess what? Tomorrow, I'm going with my kids. And Julie and her kids, we're all going to a taping.
Aww.
And my kids are freaking out because Liza Koshy is the host.
Right.
And they
I
love
know.
Her. My kids love her.
She's a big celebrity. She's like the Robert De Niro of our kids' generation.
Of our kids' generation.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the Meryl Streep.
Yes, if Meryl Streep made a lot of puns. My kids love her. They're so excited. Everybody's talking about it. Julie's coming to our house. And I told them, so you know when you go to a taping of a show? Mm-hmm. The tapings are hours, mm-hmm. right? You know how that goes. Mm-hmm. And normally for us adults, we're like, all right, you know, 45 minutes, I'm good.
Right.
Like I see how it works. Yeah, yeah. It's funny. Yes. Hey, it's a throwback. I love it.
Right.
But I want to leave after 45 minutes.
Yes.
But I told the kids that it's the thing is officially we have to get there at 2:30 and it gets out at 7:30.
Oy.
And I told the kids and I was concerned that they were going to be like, huh? And they were like, what? We get to be there how long? Yes! They were freaking out. They're like, we thought it was only going to be a couple of hours. This is great news.
They love. I know. They're going to have so much fun. They're going to have so much fun.
Julie and I were like, we're going to bring snacks.
Yes.
But yeah, they're so excited about it.
It's on Nickelodeon and it premiered.
It premieres. It's on. It's weeknights at 8 o'clock every night on Nickelodeon.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
You didn't need that. Yeah. So anyway, that was like an ad, and also me telling you, me catching up on my life right there.
Oh. Okay.
So tomorrow morning.
Yes.
All right. This was on a Patreon episode.
Mm-mm.
I talked about this, but update.
Yeah.
So Xander, my child. Mm-hmm. Is at the phase of his life where we need to stop his puberty.
Right.
We don't want him to go into female puberty right now.
Right.
He's only 10 years old.
Right.
Starting
He's only
puberty.
10. Oh my God.
Yeah. So they have something called a hormone blocker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I said this on the regular show. I talked about Sadie getting her blocker.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you about that on our show?
Yeah. Yes.
And how that went and how nervous she was, but she did really well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Xander, I talked about on Patreon, I was having a lot of trouble getting it covered by insurance.
Yes.
I was going through a really hard time.
Yeah, and I don't know how it ended.
It ended, it got taken care of.
Okay.
Okay. So our doctor, so a bunch of people were, so I'm not going to tell you the whole story because it's really his business. It's just a whole mishigas with the Blue Shield.
Right.
Who suck. Right. Yeah. Blue Shield was giving us a hard time, even though Sadie had no hard time getting hers covered. Mm-hmm. So anyway, our doctor, who's amazing, had to basically step in and sort of be the go-between between the hospital and between the insurance company. Because the insurance company is too easy for them to say no. And by the way, I had two different departments of insurance company telling me two different things. So that's how they make you crazy.
I know.
You got one side that's like, you don't need a pre-authorization. You just, but the only catch is you have to buy the medication yourself, which is $4,000. And then you need to take it to a doctor and have them put it in. And I was like, well, what?
No.
Okay. Then I have the claims department going, and then that department that said no pre-authorization needed. And then you just file a claim and we'll pay you back. Mm-hmm. Then the claims department said, I mean, the only way we're going to pay you back is if you show us that you got a pre-authorization.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, but the pre-authorization department said we don't need a pre-authorization. And then you get this, ma'am.
Right.
I can't speak for what they told you.
Right.
But this is what it
now
is.
Now you got sucked into, sorry to say this, but a retarded rodeo. I'm sorry to say that word, but that's what it is.
That's not a word that we say anymore.
Well, but
a ridiculous rodeo.
But what I mean is. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the situation that they put you in.
Yes, it's a ridiculous.
I'm sorry, ridiculous. But you feel like you're stuck in a situation where you cannot get out of, but you're at their mercy.
Oh,
you
horrible.
Need them. And times and of the essence.
You want to just go, all of you guys, all y'all can fuck off.
Right.
But
because
you
they're sending you in a circle.
Right.
This department's saying, well, you don't need it. That department's saying, well, yeah, you do need it. And now you're Nowheresville.
Right. And now I have the hospital was on the phone. We four-way called. The hospital had a representative who deals with the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And she was no help either.
Ah.
Now I know I'm repeating Patreon. But for those of you who didn't hear the Patreon, I have the hospital telling me, sorry, this is what Blue Shield says that you have to pay for it out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I don't have $4,000 lying around.
Right.
I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I don't have that cash. I mean, obviously, I will get it if that is my only, mm-hmm. I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But what you're talking, I mean, like tomorrow, like right. I need to buy the medication before you can schedule anything happening. I have to pay right. for it. And by the way, it's the cheapest. So anyway, the whole situation was crazy because then I have also the hospital person going, sorry, Blue Shield's just notorious. We can't front you the medication because Blue Shield doesn't pay us back a lot of times. And I was like, okay, so this is – so then she's like, well, ma'am, sounds like you have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I was like, you sons of bitches.
You picked up on that, right? Mm. Yeah, I do have some mm. questions. She's like, well, how about – I call the hospital and I'll call Blue Shield and I'll be on the phone and we can ask them those questions together because I think you're not believing me. Because mm. I was like, yeah, it doesn't make sense right. that we have to pay for it. That, I've never heard of that. It's never right. happened. Sadie got taken care of. Also, children, everything was fine for Sadie. So this woman was on the phone and John and I were on the phone mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. She was on the phone from from Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. We're calling together. And they're, you know, the insurance company is like, yeah, so exactly what I told you before. And then the lady from the hospital was like, yeah, I don't think there's any reason to call another department because they're just going to say the same thing. This is what I've been dealing with. Looks like you're just going to have to pay for it. And I was like, no, that's right. That's not right. It's not right. fair. And mm-hmm. no. And mm-hmm. I was like, what's our next option? Mm-hmm. She's like, well, the doctor would have to be the one to like step in. And I was like, okay.
Well, why didn't you say that before?
Yes. I called the doctor, personally got her to call me back. And she was like, okay, I'm going to try to help. And then she made some phone calls. Next thing I know, Children's Hospital is calling me. I left an update on Patreon and they're like, okay, we're calling to schedule it. I was like, what?
Okay.
They're like, yeah, we already ordered the medication. We have it. We have the blocker. We're ready to do it. So
why do they have to? Why do they so have it's to tomorrow. Put people through that?
It's tomorrow. So but today is Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Tomorrow morning, we're getting her done. Now, here's the thing.
Congratulations.
Did I tell you this part? Did I tell you the part maybe on Patreon where when we were getting Sadie's done and then I said to the doctor, I was like, do you guys ever give like a something to calm the kids down?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, like
did I tell you about that? And the guy was like,
Versed?
Yeah, I wanted Versed. Mm-hmm. I told you that, right?
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Then how do you know I was Versed?
Well, I know what Versed is.
Okay, yeah. So I was like, do you ever give Versed to the kids to like calm them down? Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, I said this after Sadie was done. Mm-hmm. Sadie didn't need it because she's just a trooper. Right. She got really scared, but she just doesn't freak out. She sort of keeps it inside.
Yeah.
Like normal person.
Mm-hmm. Well, every kid's different.
She holds all her emotions inside and she just quietly freaks out. And she was kind of shaking and upset, but she didn't. But she doesn't freak out and need to be like held down.
Maybe because she's giving herself her own shots. So right. Maybe she's kind of like, this is one more thing I got to go through.
It is. She has gotten so good at that kind of thing. But Xander has gotten worse. So he freaks out at everything. He mm-hmm. freaks out. Mm-hmm. Anything medical related, he wants no part of. So I told him, all right, I'm going to try to figure something out for you. Because when he went to go get just a simple blood test with John, he was screaming and crying. Oh, and John had to like hold it. Yeah, I know he freaks out. He thinks it's going to hurt. It's anticipation.
I know.
Anticipatory anxiety. Mm-hmm. Right?
I know. You want to give him
like
a baby's
Xanax. So he makes it worse.
Yeah.
So guess what? I got it.
You got something.
So I asked the surgeon. I was like, listen, hypothetically, if another kid was not like her.
Right.
If a kid was like, I basically have another kid that I have to do the same thing. And he's not going to take it as well as she did.
Right.
And Sadie was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I was thinking that Xander might need a little something to calm him down. And she goes, oh, yeah, he will. Anyway, the doctor was like, we don't give it to them ourselves here, mm-hmm. but you could call your pediatrician and ask them for something and then just give it to them before you get here.
Okay.
So I asked my doctor, and my doctor was like, I could give them some Ativan, baby Ativan.
Well, yes, well, it's like what Versed is, isn't it?
Basically,
like,
yes, same thing.
For kids. It's,
he said he's never prescribed Versed, mm-hmm. but he was like, the concept is great. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, but I don't prescribe Versed. I don't use it because I'm not in a hospital setting. He goes, but I could get you like Ativan.
Oh, well, perfect.
Sure. So I've got some baby Ativan ready to go.
So you're gonna give it to him tomorrow morning before you leave.
Maybe like I don't know. What do you think? They're gonna start at 8:30. He's gonna be scared starting at like 8 a.m. because we'll get there about 8 a.m. and he'll be scared. But then they put like numbing cream.
Yeah, but it's the whole process.
The whole process is gonna scare the shit out of him.
I mean, did it hurt? Did it physically
hurt? No, she was fine, and she came home and she was like, Xander, I promise you, it's so easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just the work, like you said, it's the workup for it. You know, he's just the anxiety. He doesn't, the unknown. So I don't know. I think I would give it to him maybe.
I'm going to give it to him at like 7:40.
7:40, yeah.
7:30, mm-hmm. 7:40.
Before you leave.
So let me ask you this. So they gave me a half a milligram
of
Ativan. No, I have four of them.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, it wouldn't be too much. It wouldn't be too much. You give him one. He was like, but I gave you four. He's like, it wouldn't be really excessive to give him two. But should I give him two or should I just give him one?
Well, see now, how many milligrams is it? Do you know?
It's a half a milligram. But it's not the same as Xanax.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm that way. Whenever somebody says,
like a milligram of Xanax is a lot.
Yeah. When somebody says, go ahead, you like Dr. Bruce will say, give him the, you know, 25 milligrams of the Benadryl or whatever. I'm always like, I always want to cut it in half to see. But I also want it to work.
Right.
So I don't want to be in that in-between land.
Right, because what if I give it to him? The time I really need it is the anticipation time.
Yeah.
Because it's not going
to
actually hurt.
Give it to him when he wakes up. I would give it to him when he wakes up. It's long-lasting, right? It lasts for a long time.
I think.
And then if he's still kind of agitated or scared, I would give it to him half hour before you get there or whatever. If it's appointments at 8, give it to him at 7:30.
That's what I'm going to do. But then I don't want to give him another one like at 8 because by the time I don't know. I'll figure it out. I won't go over this whole thing.
That's exciting, though. Thank God. Finally.
Finally, I'll have both kids staving off.
Why did they have to fucking put you through all that? That's what I mean by it's just it's so demoralizing.
I know.
Just the insurance companies just fucking fuck with you because they can. And I'm sick of it and I hate it. And I'm sick of it for people like you. I can't imagine like on a normal people having to deal with it like constantly.
Because you know I would have paid the $4,000 and then not been able to get it back. They would have turned us down. They would have just been like, oh, we're denying this. We don't approve it.
Right.
And then we would have been like, on what grounds? And they would have said, no, we don't deem it medically necessary.
Right.
And I would have been like, okay, but the doctor, you have all this stuff that was filed, all the doctor's paperwork, everything. And they would be like, yeah, we're not going to. So then I would be stuck with the bill. Then I'd have to appeal. And then they'd turn down the bill because they don't have
to. It's all sometimes I feel like it depends on who you get on the phone. Like if you get somebody that's
right.
Oh my gosh, I feel you. Let's figure this out. Like, who did you talk to? I'll call you right back. What number can I call? You know, you get that person and then you want to fucking kiss that person over the phone. Or you get the jackass that's like, that says no is coming out of the mouth before you even ask the question. No, no, we don't do it. No, can I have, no, is it covered? No,
no.
Do we need a permission? No. Everything is no. Like, fuck you. It's just because they have the power. I don't know. I'm sorry. It just they demoralize people and they fucking they ruin qualities of lives.
Have you ever noticed that we get so excited when people are good at their job?
Yes.
And that's backward. Like it's backwards that when somebody's good at their job, when they're smart and try to figure something out for you, that you're like, oh my God. I experienced the best salesperson, or this person went out of their way to help
send
me.
Them a
but that's so rare.
Sherry's berries. I know it is rare.
It's rare when a teacher is amazing.
I'll tell you this: I had to talk to United Airlines because I had to get my kids. Long story short, so everything's good with Xander, right? So tomorrow's the
everything's good. Yes, he's scared, he'll be having some baby Ativan, and then in the afternoon we'll be at Nickelodeon, Double Dare, having a great old time.
Tired though, don't you think? That shit puts me to sleep.
No, he'll be fine.
Okay,
I'll give him some caffeine.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, what's he gonna do? Dance? He's just gonna sit in a chair.
He's not to host the show. So. All right. So my nephew who got married in Chicago.
Right.
They were on their honeymoon. They came through L.A. on their way back to Chicago. American Airlines had some snafu where they canceled a ton of flights. and their flight got canceled. So they came into town, and it was my nephew's birthday that night. And so my kids really want to see Nicholas because they love him. And I have a theory. I don't know if I told you about the therapist and my daughter and what she said and men in her life.
Yeah. You were telling me that.
That my kid, like Natalia, is so attached to my nephews, Nicholas and Anthony, who are like 29 and 30 years old. And it's, I think it's because like they give her, like they're a male role model that gives her the attention that she needs. Not all girls are like that, but like little girls growing up, some need more than other. And not saying Adam doesn't give her attention, but Adam's Adam. Like Adam will be in his head sometimes and he won't remember that she's got to play and wish her luck. You know what I mean? Like that kind of, whatever. He's kind of out of touch, my point. Anyway, so Nicholas comes to town. I take him to dinner. And then they're leaving. They're supposed to be leaving the next day. Now, at the dinner, we were talking because it's been this whole kashaw all summer. Like, when are we going to go? Because right before I left from the wedding in Chicago, my sister-in-law, Wendy, who I talk about, who I love, but we've had issues in Chicago. She's like, when she saw my kids, she and her husband, Uncle Ron, they really want my kids to come stay with them for like a week. Like Chicago in the summertime is beautiful. They go to here, they go there, whatever. They don't work. Well, Ron works, but like must be nice to just, I don't know. Anyway, so she's like, we'll take her there. We'll take her here. Well, like, can they come for like two weeks they wanted them to stay. And, I was like, yeah, but how do I get them there and how do I pick them up? That's the issue. Anyway, so we were trying to figure this out. Now, on a separate note, we're going – me and the lackeys are going – not that lackey, Kalen, but Jay, he's not a lackey, my partner in Corolla Drinks, and oldest intern Patrick, the other – he's not really a lackey either. But anyway, the three of us are going to New York because we're doing a tasting at Antique Bar and Bakery. You ask Dylan, the ex. Anyway, in Hoboken on Friday. This Friday. We'll be there doing a tasting.
This Friday?
Yeah, this Friday. Because our thing is up in Times Square, and it's like we wanted to go see it before it gets taken down at the end of the month. And then while we're there, let's do a tasting. So we're coming in. We were going to do something on Thursday. Anyway, got some meeting scheduled at Thursday at Barstool.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah, now Kaylin's all ears.
Now I'm listening.
Erica, the CEO. Yeah. She's really cool. Yeah, really nice. Another female.
Like, so are you going to be on the show?
I don't know if I'm doing a show. No, I'm just meeting with her, just a one-on-one. I've emailed her back and forth, and she's spectacular person so far from what I've, you know. She emails me right back. She's the CEO of Barstool. I'm sure she's incredibly busy, and I asked her if I could have a few minutes. I want her advice. I have some questions, you know. So anyway – we got that going. Anyway, so then I'm starting to think, why don't somehow I get the kids to Chicago? I go to New York. Maybe I fly to Chicago a few days before. Anyway, whatever. Happenstance, the airlines cancel their flight. So now their flight is not on whenever it was, Thursday. It's on Saturday, this just past Saturday. They're leaving to go back to Chicago. So now Nicholas is like, why don't you put them on our flight? They fly with us. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then I go from New York back, pick them up, take them home. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except their flight is pretty much booked. And
Now
I got to suck dick to try and get them to sit next to each other. I mean, I don't know. Like, seriously. Like, what I had to do, I go online and there's like a row of seats that are empty, but that's the exit row. Yeah, they can't sit there. So then there's like one seat in cabin, like 23, and another seat way in the back. And honestly, they actually don't need. They're like, we don't need to sit next together. We're fine. All right. But then as it gets closer, they're like, Sonny's like, where am I sitting? And I'm like, you're in the middle seat in the back, and Natalia, you're on the window seat, and in another aisle. So then I get on the phone. My point is I get on the phone with American Airlines, and she could have been like – I was on the phone 20, 25 minutes. She could have easily said, oh, I see what you're talking about. Sorry, I missed this. I went online. The exit row, no can do. But there is a row that had an empty seat in the front. So they would be in behind and front and back for each other.
Okay.
Because when they fly, they like to – they like to use each other's
electronics,
right? Yeah. So otherwise, they're stuck with their one electronic. They trade off,
right?
Okay, Antique Bar and Bakery in Hoboken on Friday. Thank you. This Friday. So then I see that. Okay, so let me see if I can. So I get on the phone and she said, she said, well, they're unaccompanied minors. They're 12. I said, yes. I tried to do it online. Couldn't do it. You have because they're unaccompanied minors.
Right.
So then she says, do you have their record locator, your cousin, your nephew? I said, not with me, no. But can you just do it? They're traveling. They're in first class. They're coming home. But can you just.
Oh, the other two are in first class.
Nicholas and Andrea, they're on their honeymoon that their parents bought. So they're in first class. Yeah. So they're nowhere near my kids.
Got it.
Which I don't need them. I just need Sonny and Natalia to be able to hand off their shit. And
right.
So anyway, it's like a 4.5 hour flight. So basically, she's just sitting there and she's going, oh, I see what you're talking about. Those two seats in front of each other. And then she goes, no, that's not correct. And then, like,
what?
She's just taking her time. And she's just like, and then a few minutes later, she goes, oh, row F and row D, they have in front and back. I said, well, ma'am, that's what I said in the beginning of the conversation. Yeah, let me see. We could put them next to each other in that row if you. I was like, bitch, what the fuck? Like, I'm on the internet.
She could put them next to each other?
I don't know where she found that. Yes, that's what she said. But now she's like, but you got to connect them. I got to get their record locator. The bottom line is, what I'm saying is that.
Why does she have to connect them to older people?
I get.
In order to not.
Because, well.
Call them unaccompanied minors. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. They can't just be traveling to 12-year-olds. And they can't go war with them because, you know, they could be kidnapped or something right. from IKEA. Who knows? So as far as the airline's concerned, they want the record locator. Either you connect the record locators together or you go to the airport. Mama goes to the airport,
right.
checks their shit in, and then connects them there at the counter, which right. is what I ended up doing.
Oh, okay. And then you have to have somebody has to be
– And then they get
– Pick them up and has to check. But it will work because
– Right.
They're with them.
Right. So technically, if they weren't with Nicholas, they would have had to have somebody – I check them in and then somebody comes out and then walks them to the gate and gets them through – whatever. But I connected them. Everything worked out. It was fine. Although – And I'm telling Nicholas and Andrea, thank you so much. You know, this is their honeymoon. Like, I feel bad. Like,
right.
they're like, no, it was their idea. Wendy's excited to see them. And I said, thank you. So I sent them a text and I literally said, thank you. They're easygoing. As long as they can hand off each other's things, they're fine. They'll be fine. Bring. I get the phone call right after I send the text. No worries. We're just about to get on the plane. We'll love you. We'll text you when we get into Chicago. Thank you. Bring. Phone rings. Natalia. Mom. I go, what? What's going on? I'm in our seats. I go, are you guys sitting next to each other? She goes, yeah, we're sitting next to each other. I forgot my headphones. And he won't let me. He has the right headphone.
Oh, no.
And I don't have the right. And I have 4 hours of Pretty Little Liars backed up on my whatever. And I can't watch it unless I have the right headphones because I forgot my. And then I was like, but he can, you know, he has the, he can listen.
So does she have the kind of headphones that you have to have the special attachment? Like you can't use the ones that the airline has?
She brought, well, that's what she wanted. The kind, she was supposed to bring those, the kind the airline has, the, right. like the Beats kind of whatever. Right. And she forgot. She brought her earbuds.
Right.
And then I said, can I talk to Sonny? And she's trying to argue with him. They're being quiet. And I'm like, okay. All right. Where? And then finally, I don't even want to know where you guys are. I don't even care if you're next to each other. I don't care if you're one on the one end. I said, is he near you? Yeah, he's right next to me here. And she's like, mom was talking. He's like, it's her fault, mom. It's now they're arguing.
After oh my I just God. Sent the text, and they're on a plane.
They're on a plane. I just sent a text like, they're fine. They're going to ease.
Oh, my God. So easygoing.
Yeah,
they
so
won't even
easy.
You won't hear anything from them.
No. Now I'm texting Andrea going, do you have an extra pair of headphones? Because Natalia's doesn't work on her thing, and she needs, and Sonny won't. And then she writes back, I already heard about it. I got them covered. Don't worry. We got headphones for them. I was like, all right, sorry. Have a good flight. Happy honeymooning. But they're having a good old time. And so now I'm home.
So how long are they staying? So when did they leave?
They left on Saturday and they come home.
So today's Monday. So you're only leaving for New York on Friday.
No, I'm leaving on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah. So I only have alone time Saturday night, and then we had Sunday, and then today, here we are, and tomorrow, which I got to get, I got stuff to do tomorrow, so.
So you were home with Adam for
Must
how
be
much
nice
of that
for
time?
Adam. Adam's got the whole house doing fucking, except he's got to take care of Phil, God forbid. So yesterday was Sunday, and Adam, I thought Adam was working, but he's like, guess what? I don't have to work today. I'm home. What do you want to do? You want to go for a walk and go look, check out the new house? I was like,
The new house.
Well, the got a new house that he's building that he's flattened.
Oh, the envelope house?
It's not an envelope. It's just his own house. It's going to be kind of, whatever. He had to flatten it. He had to bulldoze it because the house was falling apart.
Okay.
And so it's bulldozed. It's a construction property.
But are you going to move into this house?
Eventually, after he builds it.
Wait, I thought you decided you're going to stay in the house that you're in because you like it now.
That's what we're going back and forth. He still might sell this property. I don't know.
Okay.
It's going to depend on how much it's going to cost. If it's going to cost a ton of money to put into it, I think he might just sell the property.
Okay.
Either way, the house had to be flattened. The property has to be flat. If you're going to sell it, it's got to – whatever.
Okay.
I think he's going through with the planning of building of the house. I don't know.
No, why did he have to flatten it?
Oh, the house was horrible. It was we couldn't even use it to rent for renters. It was sagging, it was falling, it was horrible.
Okay.
So it had to be flattened. So it's flattened. So but it's flattened and there's just nails and shit.
So you wanted to go for a walk to go see a flattened house.
Yeah. You just want to go check it out? It's all flat now. Now we can go up there and we can figure out where this goes and where we should put the driveway and blah blah blah.
Nope.
I was like, oh,
Lynette,
God.
Why are you, first of all, why are you here recording with me? Shouldn't you be working on a vision board?
I know.
For the house?
He already has one.
Where's the pool going, Lynette?
I don't fucking know. I don't care. I know we have a pool.
Doesn't he know this is what led to a lot of fights?
Yeah.
This is what led to a bad period?
Yes. He doesn't think like that. I know.
Doesn't he know that those are trigger words?
Yes.
Want to go for a walk? First of all, walk. No.
Fotch.
Look at the property. No. Because he doesn't want you to just look at it and go, wow, that's a construction site. He wants you to be like, I'm having ideas.
I know.
I'm thinking about what I want to do with this.
I know.
No.
No. He's just like a mad scientist. Like he just sits there and he's on. Of course, we went to the spoiler alert. We went to the site. So he's just standing there, and meanwhile, Phil is like climbing up the hills, and he's got like those sticker things, the weeds that stick to you, they jam into your
leg. Yeah. Oh,
all over him, all over me in my shoes, and he's like, "Come over here," and I'm like, "He's like, look at the view we would have over here on this side. Maybe we should put the thing on this." And meanwhile, Phil's like, I'm going, it's hot out. It's snake season. He might get bit by a rat. Ah, he's fine. He's like in the weeds, in the construction. There's nails, broken glass.
You know where you and I would not have done well? Little House on the Prairie days.
Oh, fuck
you know,
no.
The Charles Ingalls would be like, Ma, come over here. I'm going to show. Look at this field.
No.
Look at the view we're going to have. Oh, God, I would hate my life so much. I'd be like, I'm just going to go to the cabin that we already,
sit in the cabin?
On the bunk beds and light a lantern and
just dream.
Tell stories or something?
Dream about an iPad someday, maybe.
I would have no vision.
I wouldn't have vision.
Here's where my pantry's going to be, where I'm going to keep stuff from the wild animals. No, I would just be like, I don't know, the wild animal. They might get us. I don't know.
Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
I don't know. I might leave the cheese out. I don't know what's going to happen.
The ironic thing was I was cleaning the kitchen, the cupboards out when he was like, want to go for a walk? Because I started like looking for something. I'm like, why do we have all this? So I started like cleaning shit out. So that's the ironic thing. Like, we need to organize. We need to, as he says, do shit out of like what you're not using. Get rid of. So you got olives in there forever. So I'm like trying to. And then he's like, you want to go look at the new house now? No, not really. So, all right. But here's the other problem. When you go for a walk with Adam, he does most of the talking.
What?
Are you sitting down? No. No, really. He does a lot of talking. And it's a lot of stuff I've heard 1,000 times.
You would think that he would use that time, that special time, mm-hmm. as a break from, like, he doesn't have to do all that talking.
He looks at it as...
So next time he says, like, Mama, I work all the time. I have to do all these podcasts. I have to talk for 4 hours. You should go, you like it.
Then
you would do that if you weren't getting paid.
Yes. So, all right.
So he does a lot of talking.
He does a lot of talking. So I start going, oh, we have bikes in the garage. Somebody gave us bikes for Sonny and Natalia. And he goes, I go, can we take those for a ride? Let's take those for a ride. He goes, well, they're kids' bikes. They're dirt bikes. And I go, can I ride it? And he's like, sure. And he's like, okay, so you walk Phil and I'll just like, you know, just pedal next to you. And fuck that. I was like, woo, this is fun. I haven't been on a bike in a long time. So I just take off. I'm like riding the bike. I'm having a good time. What'd you say? Make a U-turn going back down to the hill. Oh, yeah. That car went for a lot in the auction. That's amazing. And you keep going again. I broke that bike in, though. I tell you, So then we go to the site and everything was fine. It was nice.
Let's do a quick ad.
Yeah. And then it got better.
And then I want to hear about you and Adam's alone time, though.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm excited to do this ad because, okay, oh so this God, is weird. So this is for Wander Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But Wander Beauty is a beauty company. And I, ironically, was seeing a lot of ads on Facebook for Wander Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it seems like something that I would like. See, you know, Facebook knows
me. Ads, man, they suck me in. Like,
they get you.
Shit, so, I need the three-prong charger for my iPhone.
Right.
Like, yeah.
So there was an ad for this product, which is a powder foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I got sucked into a video. It was a Facebook video of a girl putting this powder foundation on her face. And I was like, oh my God, that looks like really nice foundation.
Uh-huh.
Like it was nice coverage, but it was a powder foundation. It was just like she's just kind of like putting it on like powder. And I was like, oh my God, I think I really need that. Uh-huh. And I'm not usually such a sucker for the ads.
Right.
Then shortly after that, we got a thing saying that Wander Beauty wants to be our sponsor. And I was like, ahem, can I get some of the powder foundation? And apparently they sent us some.
Oh my God, they sent us powder foundation, they sent us all kinds of goodies. What else did they?
So they sent powder foundation. They sent glow blush, mm-hmm. which looks really nice.
Glow Getter Mist.
Dear Wander Cosmetics, we just got the stuff, so we're going to use it. Then we're going to have even more to say. Beach balm, matte and illuminating concealer.
Lip color. Oh my God. They sent
volume and curl mascara. I can't wait to use all this stuff. The packaging's really nice. But this is what I'm most excited about this. So I was going to buy this for myself.
Aw, now look at you.
But now.
You're going to give that to me? No, I'm just kidding.
You have a whole box of it right there.
Oh my God. They gave us two boxes.
Yes. You have your own.
Aw. Thank you, Wander.
That's why they asked us our color.
Let me see that foundation.
I'm sure you got the same thing. So I want to tell you guys how you can get some Wander Beauty supplies. Go to Wander, and that's WANDER, like wandering around, wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. And you're going to get 20% off your purchase. That's 20% off. I want everybody to try some of this powder foundation. I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do, but if you do, then we can all talk about it together.
Yeah.
Like, if we like
Why did you like it? What was she? So
because it was really pretty. Like, the coverage looked really pretty. I don't know. You know, you watch a makeup video,
I
and I was like, that just looks, because it's like a powder. So, you know, when you put powder on,
yeah,
it goes on like really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the foundation was going on just really smooth and light. And I like I don't wear a lot of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't like a heavy makeup.
Right,
so this looked like exactly my style,
right.
Like a light,
right.
Just something that you kind of rub on with
mm-hmm.
a powder,
mm-hmm.
just for some light coverage.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't
wait
to try it.
I'm really excited about all these products.
Oh, okay. Heidi Klum uses it. Mm. Baggage Claim Gold Eye Masks on Instagram. Wow.
Yeah. I love to spoil myself with like nice cosmetics.
I know. I love that stuff too. I get sucked into those videos. So yes, if you want Wander Beauty, go to wanderbeauty.com/FCOL and get 20% off.
Yeah.
We highly recommend it. I can't wait to try it.
Also, Tommy John is this is our new summer thing. Tommy John, I like their ads when I hear them on the radio. Because you know what's funny about their ads? This is not part of the ad, but this is just funny about their ads. So the girl is really good at reading their ads, mm-hmm. the owner of the company. Mm-hmm. It's her and her husband. Mm-hmm. And the guy is not good at reading the ads, but she makes up for it. So he'll just be like reading it like a,
I'm Tommy if Tommy John
isn't the most incredible fit your guy has ever experienced, it's on them. And then she'll pipe in with like, no more swamp butt.
Your boyfriend's old cotton boxers don't stand a chance.
She's really funny and good. But anyway, Tommy John, we have both received this product too. They're super soft.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know about swamp butt. I don't know what that even means.
I
don't know, but I know that John loves these t-shirts, and they sent us, they have girl stuff too.
Oh, it's breathable. That's what they mean. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's very soft and thin t-shirts. Mm-hmm. So if your guy likes to wear a t-shirt under like a dress shirt.
Yeah. This is a lot of guys do.
Yeah. Yeah, so does John. So, okay, you want to try Tommy John? Go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL and get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off.
Honestly, Tommy John's one of my favorite products that we talk about. I really love – they have good stuff.
Yeah.
They have good products.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. This is a – okay. So
– so anyway.
Did I ever tell you about – oh, no. So I want to hear about – I'm sorry. I almost changed the subject before I got to the meat – of this conversation.
Well, they're really...
So you were home with Adam. He took the day off.
Yes.
Because to spend some special time together.
Yes. Right. So we did... So the bike ride ended up being really nice.
So cut to the chase. Did you have to have sex with him?
Yes, we did. So then it was like, okay, he's like, hot dog party. We're going to have a hot dog party.
Is that a euphemism for sex?
I would say yes, except he
doesn't.
That's
not sexy.
When the kids are around. I know. He loves a hot dog. He loves a good hot dog. He likes to get the real good hot dog so that it snaps when you bite into it. He likes to steam the bun. He likes to get all the dressings. And you know what he does? He doesn't care if we already have a thing of relish. He's like, I'm going to go to Trader Joe's, and he'll go to Trader Joe's and buy a whole bunch of other, like the spicy mustard, which we already have, the relish, which is
oh my God. John is
odd.
Such a mustard hoe. He loves a horseradish. He needs to have like eight kinds of mustard.
Yeah, Adam too.
He wants like a horseradish mustard plus a Dijon mustard.
Same.
Plus the only one he doesn't like is my favorite, which is
the
just
regular
like
mustard.
Yellow mustard.
Same as Adam. Exactly the same. He's got to have all his highfalutin different kinds of mustards. And Grey Poupon. And you know, if God forbid, if I say, like, can we have ketchup? It'd be like shots fired for him. Like, he'd be like, what? You give a ketchup? I like ketchup on my hot dogs.
I like
Sorry.
The fact that he can be snobby about a hot dog.
Oh, my God. He will talk for 45 minutes about a hot dog with, like, David Wilde and you're like, Phil
Rosenthal. You're like, it's a hot dog.
I know.
Like, if I want some yellow mustard on it, why is that suddenly the crime of the century?
I don't know. But he makes a big deal around it. Like, he does hot dog parties with the kids on the weekends. And
right.
He'll go hot dog party and he makes hot dogs for lunch. Why is it a party? I have no idea. I'm cleaning up. He makes the mess. He's got all those fucking mustards piling up in the pantry that I'm cleaning
right.
up. Which is odd for Adam because usually he doesn't like to buy too much, you know,
right.
as you know, quiche.
Right.
He doesn't like to buy too much shit. But anyway, so yeah. So then I didn't even think about it. But he's like, let's get some endless rant. Let's get a beer and let's go sit by the pool. And I was like, oh, all right. After I clean everything up.
So this is post bike ride?
After the bike ride, after the hot dog party, no sex yet. But then he was like, let's go sit in the pool. But the nice thing is our sound guy, Ed, was just out because we didn't have any kind of music at all. And he hooked us up with the Sonos thing. And so he already knows what Adam likes. So he kind of programmed different playlists. I don't know. I don't know how to use a thing. Either does Adam. So all we know is you pick the thing up and you hit power on and then it goes on and then you hit next song, next song, next song until you hear a song you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But for some, I guess he put in like 80s, rare kind of 80s rock. And there were so many good songs that he put in there like I forgot about. And so we did like name that tune, like hit it and then it would start playing like I'm so happy to be stuck with you, like Huey Lewis. You know, and then it's like next, next. And then it'll be like, you know, I mean, all these, like, remember Tracy Ullman's song? But I know I don't know. But no.
You know, I don't know that song.
Nah, that's a good
Tracy
song.
Tracy Ullman?
Tracy Ullman. I can't remember the
Tracy
name.
Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman had a
Kaylin,
song.
Kaylin, Google that.
80s song.
Ullman. U-L-L-M-A-N.
We'll play it out.
All right. Maybe. Then he put, remember, what about, how about, Goodbye to You.
Goodbye to you. Isn't that Scandal?
Yeah, Scandal. Mm-hmm. So we would do like Name That Tune. So it was fun.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, he's better at it, but I'm pretty good at it. Depends on, you know, the genre.
Right.
It's good. So that was fun. We sat in the pool for a long time. And then we started listening to the Jayhawks, which we both love. The song Blue, which makes us
love
both
that song.
Got teary-eyed and cry. And we got like teary-eyed and cry after we had a couple of beers. Yeah, and then it was nice. And then we went in, you know, and then we had a little sexy time.
Uh-huh.
And then I was, like, free to do whatever I wanted.
You earned it.
I earned it. And then I got in bed and fell asleep.
Did you watch a Dateline before you fell asleep?
No, I want to – what can I watch? Like, I just finished – I started watching – I watched Homeland up until the very last episode.
I lost interest in it.
I know. I lost interest in it, too. But then, I don't know. I watched an episode, and then I'm like, all right.
Have you watched The Staircase? Everyone is saying we should watch The Staircase.
I know. I start to watch it, and I get kind of
bored.
It's
pretty obvious that the guy did it.
Yeah. But the
owl didn't do it.
I don't know what's so great about it. Why does – even Jay, my partner, he's like, The Staircase, have you seen it? I mean, I know about it, but I watch a few minutes of it, and they have, like, the old footage of the
– Yeah, I watched the first episode, and I was like, he's so guilty. Like, he's textbook liar.
Guilty. But the sun is, like, covering up for him, right? Because the sun's on there, and the sun's, like
– I don't know, because I only watched one episode.
Why is it so intriguing? Why does everybody say, like, that's, like, the best – documentary?
I don't know. I will give it a chance because I do like stuff like that. I mean, I watched all of Making a Murderer, and I watched all of The Jinx.
Yes.
Oh my God, The Jinx was good.
Yes. I just saw him. He said something. There was a quote. He's like in court again. He's always in court. And he said something like, The Jinx ruined his career.
Oh God. Robert Durst.
Yeah. The way he would talk. Yeah. He said The Jinx, that show ruined his career. But
I feel like that's a little bit like watching, you know, like the OJ thing and going like, but did he do it? Like, yes, he did it. Like, stop trying to come up with alternative theories.
Right.
For shit that's obvious.
Right. That's what I think. It's obvious. The staircase is obvious. So why is it so intriguing? Why is everybody so into it?
I think because people, you know, on Sword and Scale Rewind.
Yeah.
Matt and I had Mark Garagos on. The episode hasn't aired yet. Not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday.
Okay.
And he's just so smart and interesting. Mm-hmm. I just love that guy.
I know. Adam loves him.
Yeah. He's very liberal, by the way.
Yeah, I know. They have great conversations.
Yeah. He's very smart. But I think it really depends. We were talking about defense attorneys.
Right.
And it's like when you can't afford a great defense attorney, you know, you're probably going to jail because a great defense attorney is going to come up with an alternate theory going to sound reasonable to a bunch of dumb people that couldn't get out of jury duty. They're going to be like, whoa.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. That could have gone down
way. Well, listen, talking as a person behind Mark Garagos walking into the L.A. courthouse, I feel for the people that don't have a Garagos on their side. You have to have that guy. You want that guy on your side.
Mark Garagos is somebody who could make you possibly think Scott Peterson didn't do it.
Did he convince you?
No, not at all. But I'm saying that he didn't convince me, but I think that he almost had some of those people convinced.
Mm-hmm.
No, because you cannot get around the main problem, which is that Scott Peterson's girlfriend that he told her that his wife was dead.
Yeah, she was
before
missing.
Before she was dead.
She was missing. Right?
Yes. He didn't say she was missing. Oh, he told her his wife died.
Right. Yeah.
At that point, his wife was missing.
Right. Right.
Amber, the girlfriend, didn't know it. At that point, she was missing.
Mm-hmm.
She died. So died.
What does Garagos say? Oh, he's blaming it on the.
Remember, he said, he goes, yeah, but that's just because he was cheating. Like all guys say stuff like that. I was like, no, they don't. Having accidentally dated a married man myself, they don't all tell you that.
Right. They don't say their wife died.
No. There's a lot of things they say. They say like, oh, my marriage is over. I'm already separated. Yeah. We live separately already. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we have an understanding. We're just living the same house for the kids. There's a lot of things they say.
Right.
She died is not one of them.
Right. But doesn't he say like something of there was a rehab center in their area of like drug addicts or something that was in
yeah,
that
no,
state?
I don't know. Yeah, rehab. People who are in rehab don't escape. They're not serial killers.
I know.
They're not going to run out and be like, oh, I escaped rehab. I'm going to go kill a pregnant woman.
But let me ask you this.
And he bought a fishing boat without telling her.
Oh, I know.
And then he had the anchors. He made those anchors that they found in his little boat place where he kept his boat.
Right.
What's the other
explanation? I listened to the book. Lacey Peterson's mom wrote a book. It's really interesting because you hear her side and then you hear when Mark Garagos steps into the scene and she would say like, and then, you know, he gets his high-powered attorney who walks in with his pomp and circumstance like he owns the place. And he's up there showboating and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's what you want on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Mark Garagos, you know, I hate the fact that I think that Scott Peterson did it. On the other hand, that's what you want.
What about Chris Brown?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want somebody, though, who's really smart and who is going to plant some seeds of doubt.
Yeah.
In the minds of people who would normally be like, well, my logical brain sees all this evidence and goes, yes, he's guilty. But now this guy's got me thinking.
I know.
Maybe these people in rehab are pretty, pretty nasty characters. Maybe one of them escaped out and did it.
Yes. You know what, Stephanie?
And the dog was, somebody saw the dog, the dog at 4 p.m., but really the dog, I mean, shut up.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I'm reading this book on Audible.
Okay.
I want to know if you know this story. It's a true story.
Okay.
It's
get my pen out to write it down.
It's called Almost Paradise, the East Hampton murder of Ted Ammon. Spoiler alert.
When you say reading this book, you mean listening, right?
I'm listening to it.
Almost Paradise?
Yes.
The East Hampton
millionaire
murder?
Financier Ted Ammon was found bludgeoned to death in his East Hampton mansion in 2001.
Okay. I like that.
The wife is – so I'm listening to the book. I don't know anything about the story, and I don't really want to read too much about the book. All I need to know is that. And they adopt the wife is crazy. They adopt two kids, and it's really sad, twins from Russia. And they got put in the middle of a horrible divorce, and she's like one of those women that came from nothing, and now she's got all this money because she married into money. And so she's building the house in the Hamptons, and she's building the house in France, and she's fucking the gardener or the contractor. She gets an affair with him, and she starts to like she just ruins this guy that she married. She ruins his life. She ruins the kids. She puts the kids in the middle. She makes them be her spies. She brainwashes these kids at age 11. Like, you're going to go to your dad's house? Just know that your dad cheated on me, and I was going to leave us with no money. He was going to leave us with no money. And you got to find out if he has a girlfriend or not. I want to, you know, she's doing all these things. I'm right in the middle of it, and it's really good. Really good.
Okay. I'm going to get it because I'm not in the middle of any books right now, and it's upsetting.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I need a show to watch. I think I'm going to watch the HBO robot show again because I liked the first season, Westworld.
Okay.
I liked it.
Do you know what I started watching?
Yeah.
Well, I have really dark taste in TV.
Have you met me?
But also sad. Like, yeah. I get sucked into these shows I went on Netflix and I started watching something about this place called Zen Hospice.
Oh, you told us about that.
No, I didn't because I literally was just discovered this like yesterday.
Really?
I started watching this thing and it was about this place that helps people understand like people that are at the end of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was short. It was like an hour. So I watched that. So then it showed me like what's like this.
Yes.
And then there was a show about first responders and it was a British show.
Uh-huh.
And it's really good. And it's called an hour after it happened. Something like that. Look up 1 hour. Anyway, it's this British show and it's an hour long and they follow three cases of like one is.
So it's real.
It's real. It's a reality show in England. And they have three cases that it's like Rescue 911.
Right.
Except for it's British.
Right.
And it's good. And then there was one whole hour episode that was all about like these three babies. The three cases of like babies that weren't doing well. And John, it was one of those things where John was like, what are you watching?
I know. Adam hates that too.
What are you watching? Why are you watching this? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I like it's sucks me in.
I know. I'm into it too. I'm right there with you.
He was like, but this is so sad. I was like, yeah, that's the point.
I know.
You just have no feelings.
I know.
So, yeah.
You know who does have feelings?
ZipRecruiter?
Yes.
God, I love ZipRecruiter.
Read my mind.
You know what? It's really hard to find qualified candidates. I don't know if you know that.
Yes. I mean, our guys are qualified. Yeah.
Yeah. But haven't there been times where you're like, yes, how are we going to find somebody?
Yes, absolutely.
To fill the Kaylin spot. You know what I mean? Somebody qualified. Oh, Kaylin. Yeah. Well, hiring used to be hard, Lynette. But now with ZipRecruiter, you don't have to go through stacks of resumes. They do it for you.
I love that. That's what I love about technology. That's why I love technology. Everything's starting to get easier and easier.
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. And they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and then invites them to apply for your job.
Nice.
Yeah. They're so effective, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day.
Wow.
With results like that, it's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America.
Nice. Okay, so what do we do? And it's also the other way around too, right? If you're looking for a job, you go there.
Go to ZipRecruiter. Right. Absolutely. And let ZipRecruiter send your resume to people that are looking for somebody like you, a qualified candidate like you. ZipRecruiter, if you are looking for hiring, you can use ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. That's the smartest way to hire. Now, we are doing something. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's called Patreon. And it's an extra thing. So if you are part of our Patreon community. And last week, in case you haven't joined, I read a letter that Xander wrote to his teacher, and it was a tearjerker.
It really was.
Yeah. Aww, a lot of people.
Really sweet. What
a lot
people
of people
say?
Out there are saying that they cried, even people that don't normally cry. And I read it over to myself again, and I was like, I see why they're all crying, because I cried too.
Oh my God. Yeah.
He's really sweet. He misses his teacher. So fuck all y'all that say that we rag on teachers, because we don't.
Exactly.
And when teachers do good, we shout them out.
That's right.
Anyway, if you want to be on our Patreon, for $5, you will get all of our bonus content. For $50, we'll give your business a plug.
Speaking of shout outs, you'll get a shout out.
It'll be quick, but you'll get a shout out. Like Christy Lewis. She's our newest. She has a professional grade makeup line, and you can find her, one of our listeners. So check her out at DramaticLashes.net.
Ah.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Letty Molina is our girl for CBD oil.
I love her.
Yeah, they even have bacon flavor for dogs. So go to HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy. It's a podcast. She helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. And you can check out her show at ShamelessMom.com. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus. She adds the nutrition and vegetables and grains and fruits to your diet. Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com. Shelby Mullen has an online shop called Woof and Wild, and they sell homemade dog bandanas.
Ah, so cute.
And a dollar from every sale goes to various animal rescues and organizations. I love this. So they're at woofandwild.com. Kate Marengo. You know about Kate Marengo. Mm-hmm. We love Kate Marengo. Kate Marengo is an interior decorator, and she works in out of interior Chicago. But they service more than just Chicago.
Yes.
They're nationwide.
Yeah.
And we love her. Mm-hmm. So go to interiorchicago.com and tell her FCOL sent you.
Yeah.
She says she gets a lot of business from us.
I know. She's been with us for a long time. Yeah. A lot of these girls have.
Yeah.
Tish Clevenger. Thank you guys, by the way. Mm-hmm. You guys are helping them along.
Absolutely. Mary Fish is a realtor with Coldwell Banker, Harris, McCaney, and Fawcett. And they're out of Bentonville, Arkansas. And they serve all of Northwest Arkansas. NorthwestArkansasPropertySearch.com. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. NorthwestArkansasPropertySearch.com. Go check her out. And I'll give you the rest on Friday.
Thank you. Speaking of Friday, we will see you at... I'll let Kaylin put the name up and then it's gone. The Antique... It's in Hoboken. I don't know why I can't remember.
Antique Bar and Bakery.
Thank you. And it's where Frank Sinatra used to hang out. It's got a lot of charm. Rocco from Real Housewives is the guy that hooked us up. He's going to be there. Sonia's Rocco.
I love that.
I know.
I want to meet that guy.
I know. He's been emailing me. My pie's on. It's nice. I'm going to be with my people for a change. Bye, Hollywood. See ya, Felicias. I'm going to go hang with a bunch of Marios. And Josefina's. Bye, Josefina. Anyway, this Friday we'll be there and we'll do a mangria tasting. So come say hi to me, say hi to Jay and Patrick, and that's it. All right.
All right, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.